Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, January 9th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The missiles the Iraqis shot were destined to kill Americans. Two more missiles were launched last night in Baghdad, and conjoined twins have been separated successfully. Pentagon officials believe that more than a dozen missiles that were launched at two bases in Iraq housing U.S. forces Tuesday night were designed to kill Americans, but the Iranian efforts were thwarted by the military's early warning systems, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper and General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I believe, based on what I saw and what I know, is that they were intended to cause structural damage, destroy vehicles and equipment and aircraft, and to kill personnel, Milley said. U.S. military officials were warned about Iran's pending ballistic missile strike when the air defense system went active, he said. The defense secretary also said he believes the U.S. has reestablished deterrence from another Iranian attack, but added that he expects to be challenged by Shiite proxy militias in the region. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced plans for the House to vote Thursday on a war powers resolution. It aims to limit Trump's military action toward Iran, saying Democrats have serious, urgent concerns about the administration's decision to engage in hostilities against Iran and about its lack of strategy moving forward. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed concerns coming out of Wednesday's Iran briefing about the administration bypassing Congress's approval for military escalations. Meanwhile, two explosions were heard in Baghdad's Green Zone late on Wednesday night. The two rockets landed near the U.S. Embassy in the Green Zone, but there were no injuries. A U.S. official said no U.S. facilities were struck by the rockets. Quote of the day, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that thou mayest believe, but believe that thou mayest understand. St. Augustine. Coming up, our saint of the day, he devoted himself to meditation on Holy Writ and the cultivation of the religious life. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand roast 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian roast, their ultra-robust French roast, and the aromatic espresso roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their mission. Buy a bag or 9 of craft-roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is St. Peter of Sebaste. His parents were Basil and Amelia. They were banished for their faith. He was the youngest of 10. Macrina, his eldest sister, exercised a great influence over his religious training, acting as his instructor and directing him toward the spiritual and ascetic life. He devoted himself to meditation on Holy Writ and the cultivation of the religious life. Shortly after his brother's elevation to the Episcopal See of Caesarea in 370, Peter received from him priestly ordination. He assisted his sister and his mother in establishing their monastic community after his father's death. Peter became involved in the gradual transformation of his mother's household from a community of virgins to a cenobitic community of both men and women. He headed the male monastery while Macrino was responsible for the female community. When the provinces of Pontus and Cappadocia were visited by a severe famine, he gave a remarkable proof of his charity, liberally disposing of all that belonged to his monastery and helping others. About 380, he was elevated to the See of Sebiste in Armenia, and without displaying any literary activity, he took his stand beside his brothers Basil and Gregory in their fight against the Arian heresy. After his death in 391, he was venerated as a saint. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, say that they are stepping back from their roles as senior members of the British royal family. They're planning to work on becoming financially independent, the couple announced on Wednesday. After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year, they wrote on Instagram, explaining that they hope to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. Harry and Meghan did not consult any other members of the royal family about their decision. They're said to be in a mood of deep disappointment in the palace following the announcement. Two sisters who were joined in the chest and abdomen have been successfully separated in a surgery by a 78-member team in Nigeria's capital. Mercy and Goodness Ed are now well enough to go home 6 weeks after surgery, according to pediatric surgeon Emmanuel Ameh. He led the team that performed the operation at the National Hospital. The surgery to separate the twins happened in November last year, but details have only just been released by the hospital because they wanted to ensure that there were no post-surgery complications. The girls are the first to be successfully separated at the government-run specialist center. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.